Hey, did you know that Hyundai has an extremely wide range of electrified vehicles, starting with the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs? You can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. A plug-in hybrid EV from Hyundai gives you both. It is so hard to find a car that does everything you need, gets great mileage, is big and comfortable for the family, and also feels efficient, like you're doing something good for the world. Hyundai has figured it out. Remote charging, flexible ways to fuel up. These are some of the things that make the plug-in hybrid EVs a win-win when it comes to powering your ride. Save money on gas by using electric power only for short distances. There are times when the all-electric mode will come in handy, and other times when you have to use the gas. It's all so easy. The Hyundai plug-in hybrid electric vehicles have voice recognition too in their system. It's so helpful. The digital key allows you to use your Android phone as a spare key. So we're talking about a car with all of the modern conveniences and also good vibes, babe, of doing something solid for the world. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. That's HyundaiUSA.com.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio.
Welcome into Beat the Streak Daily, inside the hits for Thursday, the 14th of July. True greatness. This could be a pitching podcast, or as it is, a hitting podcast. Either way, Shohei Ohtani would be the lead.
Those numbers are unreal. Ohtani drives that down the right field line. Help yourself out. One run comes in. Stassi scores. Ohtani digging for third. A two-run triple. Marsh scores. 3-0 Halos. Come on. Right on cue. Shohei, runners in scoring position. Lines a triple down the right field line. Driving in two more.
The two-run triple. Showcasing the batting eye and the swing and the speed. And oh, by the way, he struck out 12 on the mound. Shohei Ohtani is the first Angels starting pitcher to hit a triple since Nolan Ryan in 1972. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. How's Ohtani been in the last month or so, Ryan?
He's been good. He's been really good. He's been ridiculous.
Yeah, that's all completely accurate. Over the last 34 days, Ohtani has a 997 OPS with 8 home runs at the plate and a 0.45 ERA on the mound with 58 strikeouts in 39 and two-thirds innings. That is absurd. We've never seen it before. The Angels, by the way, have won each of Ohtani's past three starts, but they've lost 10 consecutive games started by somebody else. Since the start of June, they are 6-1 when Ohtani starts and 6-26 when anybody else does. Will they ever figure it out? I don't know. But on this podcast, we look at the hitting streaks and the virtual hitting streaks that you guys are on. Matthew 31:16 is at 37 as we look at the state of the streak, as we do it every weekday morning. 37 is pretty damn good. With a double down yesterday, Brandon Nimmo of the Mets went 2-for-5 in the leadoff role as the Mets took 2-of-3 in Atlanta. And I apparently am no longer president of the J.P. Crawford fan club because Matthew 31:16 must be.
Ground ball will move Luis Garcia to his right. Little trouble getting it out of his glove. Bounces it over there. And it checked up on the grass a little bit. And allowed J.P. Crawford to beat it out.
Shift puts you in some weird spots. And this is like a normal ground ball.
Crawford goes 1-for-4. That one counts. 37 is real. Halo's LTBU sits at 33 on the strength of Tim Anderson last night. A ground ball single up the middle for TA in the seventh inning in his final at bat. Just those two in the 30s. Everybody else is in the 20s. But let's take a look at what we learned yesterday. Me and Ryan needed a good day and we got it, dude. We got it. Play the infield end against Corey Seager, the Porth pick, at your own risk.
Well, there's one right there.
There it is.
Hits it into right. And Semien scores from third. Seager benefits with that infield end. And the Rangers on top, 1-0.
Because the way they play him, pulled over the second baseman, that probably was a line drive right straight to the second baseman. That's a hanging curveball. The swing of a hot hitter.
Spieg Seeger now has a hit in 10 of his last 11 games, and he has a 381 batting average over that span.
He looks good, looking like the money man that he is. My guy Juan Soto yesterday, how about this one, Ryan? Shut down in his first three at-bats in the afternoon, came up with two on in the ninth inning.
Driven out to left center.
He did.
This ball's traveling. It's into the bullpen. A three-run home run off the bat of Juan Soto. And the Nationals have gotten closer now with two outs here in the ninth. Well, home run number 18 on the year for Juan. RBI total up to 40.
Funny thing, Soto would again be hitless in the nightcap of that doubleheader. And then homer in the ninth again. He has a 15-game hit streak, longest in MLB. So that was part of my daily double. Meanwhile, the Dodgers, mounting a furious comeback in the late innings in St. Louis, got this, the second hit from the other guy in my daily double.
On an 0-1 pitch, Turner pulls it to left. He's going to accomplish just that. And would you look at this? It's a one-run game. Two in the seventh, three in the eighth, and here they come again, 6-5.
This is a slider just missed up in the zone.
Trey Turner with a couple of knocks, 6-0 in the sixth, turns into a 7-6 win for the best team in the National League. Tony Gonsolin, by the way, roughed up for his worst start of a brilliant first half of the season. Our pick segment is next on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. And this time we can say with assurance, we really are invaluable.
We're smart.
I have been on the beach, unemployed, a couple of different times in my life in a very competitive business, and there are times where I needed someone to help talk me through it. Do you? BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. This is something that I wish I had at different times in my life, and now you could. BetterHelp Online Therapy is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online and available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, send a message right to your therapist, and schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. Getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or phone. Check out their website. Read the testimonials that are posted daily. There's a special offer for you, the Beat the Streak Daily listener, 10% off your first month. Go to this website, betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. You don't have to do the hardest stuff alone. 13 games today, four teams off and traveling, the other 26 in action. The last series of baseball's first half either begins today or tomorrow for these teams before we hit the All-Star break on Sunday. The Dodgers and Cardinals will finish what has been a fun and frenetic set in St. Louis. More Red Sox and Rays in an AL East tilt, a division in which every team is somehow over 500. And the White Sox with four big ones in Minnesota after splitting in Cleveland. They seem determined to stay mired in maddening mediocrity all year long. We will see. Johnny Cueto and Sonny Gray tonight. Every day we give you a daily stay away. Hope you listened and stayed away from the Red Sox yesterday. Shane McClanahan went 6 1/3 for Tampa, gave up just three hits, two more against the bullpen, five total for Boston. Crazy, though, that the two lefties, Devers and Verdugo, were the ones that got a knock against McClanahan again. That trend with those guys continues. But anyway, tonight, late game in San Francisco, play no hitters in this game on the Giants or the Brewers. It's Carlos Rodon and Corbin Burns. Last time out for these fireballers. Rodon, complete game three hitter with 12 Ks. Burns, 26 swinging strikes by the Cubs against him. Burns has 9 hits allowed in 21 innings over his last three starts with 24 strikeouts.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time now for the fourth pick after a successful day from Ryan. What you got?
All right, on paper, this weekend is setting up to be a rotten one for the Kansas City Royals as they have 10 roster players on the restricted list as they head to Toronto. And oh, by the way, the underachieving Blue Jays just fired their manager and they are completely capable of going on a tear like the Phillies have since they fired Joe Girardi. I think the Jays are going to tee off on the Royals all weekend long, including tonight against Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke is in the second percentile of expected batting average, according to Baseball Savant. Teoscar Hernandez is in the 80th percentile of that same category. Hernandez is hitting .318 over the last 45 games since a wretched start to his season, including two home runs last night. He's a better hitter at home, and he is 5-for-7 lifetime against your boy, Zach Greinke.
I refuse to pick anybody against him since he has shoved it up my Giggy in multiple starts in this series. Giggy, by the way, technical term. Time now for my daily double A. Analytically, CJ Krohn of the Rockies at home at Coors, where he hits it so well, 7-for-15 lifetime against the Padres' Blake Snell. Krohn also has a hit in 9 of his last 11 games. I think he gets another one or two in Colorado. Anecdotally, you know I love me some Nolan Jones. Been talking about him all week, the prospect now up for Cleveland. He gets Elvin Rodriguez of the Tigers. Hit, look at his numbers in the last two starts. 8 2/3 innings, 19 hits in 8 2/3, 18 earned runs. Letting him learn in the bigs is not going well for him. Nolan Jones got kind of robbed last night on a called strike 3 to end their game. I think Nolan extends the arms and takes Elvin Rodriguez deep. The hit probability algorithm leans on a couple of Padres at Coors, Manny Machado and Jorge Alfaro. Paul Goldschmidt against the Dodgers lefty Tyler Anderson is next. And Luis Arraez of the Twins in 4th. In 5th, Ryan's guy, my guy too, Corey Seager. Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. Please subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you're playing the game. Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season inside the MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys and all of ours keep on hitting them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!